Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. I am Barbecue Bob. I'm in studio this morning with Hot Man Joppy.
Good morning again, everybody.
And the ever-popular Michael Gray.
That's overstating it.
You're popular at your house?
No.
You're more popular than me at my house, okay? Seriously. My kids all know who you are. They still don't know me.
Do the words 20 weeks mean anything to you? That's how popular I am in my house right now. Believe me. I'm a wanted man. I'm getting the you did this to me face already.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we are the Grillin' Guys, and this is the only place in Michigan that's on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be. And now let's fire up some grills. We had a great visit just a minute ago with Tim Sobey.
I'm telling you, the place is a local institution. It's a really small shop. They've got a huge supply of stuff, but the actual store itself is really, really small. It takes a minute to figure it out. It's like walking into an old school family deli where it takes you a second to kind of figure out how to order and where to go. But they will walk you through the process. Man, anything all the way up, you can buy a whole cow. You can buy the whole thing and have it shipped. They've got you ready, and their stuff is top notch.
Well, it's very famous for only being open since 2004.
That's as good as it gets, man. Yeah. I would not steer you wrong when it comes to meat.
Steer me wrong. I like that.
Beep, 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 joke bell.
Yeah, everything's local from Tim, as he was talking about, and everything's steroid-free. It's all natural product. He buys from local farmers. It's just an awesome place over there on Remembrance Road on the west northwest side of town. So if you get a chance, you're got to need a piece of meat for your family for the holiday festivities that are coming up, Tim can hook you up.
Well, our next segment is barbecue on the road, and I have discovered some awesome barbecue.
It sounds like a roadkill segment. Barbecue on the road. I found it. It was in a ditch. Hardly broke.
Seriously, now. We have some awesome barbecue in Detroit from a fella named Jeffrey Tatum. The place is called Red Smoke Barbecue. It's at 573 Monroe Street in Detroit, and we have him on the line right now. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Oh, hang on now. There we go. Now we're
good. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, it's so happy to have you on the show this morning because we have a lot of Red Wings fans in Grand Rapids, and we run down to Detroit all the time.
Well, I'm fresh off that 4-0 blanking of Anaheim last night. That was good stuff.
So,
well, thanks for having me on this morning, guys.
Do Red Wings fans like your barbecue?
Pardon me?
Do Red Wings fans like your barbecue?
Oh, yeah, they love the barbecue. Those are some of our busiest days when there are Wings games.
I would bet. So what's your best-selling item?
The best-selling item we have will be the pulled pork.
I was wondering.
How long you cook that for?
We cook it for 14 hours at 200 degrees.
Is that in a smoker, or do you put that in an oven, or what are you doing with that?
Oh, no, we do smoke it. We dry rub it, and then we slow smoke it.
What kind of rub are you using on that?
We make our own spice rub. You know, it's a little bit of a turbinado, some really good spices, you know, paprika, chili powder, all the good stuff, you know, that's in a spice rub. But the sugar is one of the turbinado is probably one of the main characteristics because it helps get you a nice caramelized crust on the meat.
This is the Grilling Guys. We're talking to Jeffrey Tatum from Red Smoke Barbecue in Detroit. And, Jeff, one of the things that I know from going back home and seeing some friends, I grew up in the Detroit area, the barbecue scene is starting to come on in right there in downtown Detroit, just down the street from the arenas. Talk about that a little bit and these pits that are popping up now.
Yeah, well, everybody's done everything. You know, the 80s brought, you know, the Italian and fusion and a lot of the fine dining establishments and things like that. And now people just want casual everyday food, you know, it's unpretentious. They understand it, and, you know, it's one of the earliest forms of American food.
Well, you're right down in Greektown, so you're getting nonstop traffic anyway. What do all those Greek folks think about you hanging out there?
Well, you know what? They kind of like it. It just adds a little more variety to what we already have here. You know, we've got, you know, some burger places and a few other casual and fine dining restaurants, and we just kind of add to that mix.
Sure.
You know, making it a nice draw for tourists instead of just saying, okay, it's Greektown. You can come to Greektown and have a, you know, it's a great variety of restaurants.
Greek barbecue. I like that. So,
right.
So if your ribs catch on fire, you just yell oompa or something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They flame them at tableside?
The flaming pig. There you go. New dish. So how would you categorize your style of barbecue? We spoke about this a little bit on the phone, but You know, I'm real familiar with Memphis, Kansas City, St. Louis. How would you categorize yours? Where's your spice blend?
Our spice blend would be more deep south. You know, if you got into like Louisiana, Texas, okay. Alabama, really, really deep.
Uh-huh.
Well, kind of what we did, we kind of covered the way we season and smoke the meat was indicative of kind of southwest and deep south.
Okay.
But a lot of our sauces are, you know, we have our cherry molasses that's more Michigan. We have a roasted poblano sauce that's kind of southwestern. Our Memphis mud, which is kind of indicative of the Carolinas and Tennessee, obviously. And then our red smoke sauce, which is just a spicy hot sauce.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. I'm Barbecue Bob, and we're talking with Jeffrey Tatum from Red Smoke Barbecue. He's in Greektown in Detroit. He's bringing southern, southwestern, old-school barbecue into Motown, and you've got to be one of the big hits in that town because Michigan has needed some serious barbecue for a long time. If you're doing all that great barbecue down there, they got to be throwing down some beers. Do you have any good Michigan beers on tap?
Oh, absolutely. We have 8 Michigan beers on tap here. Most of them are from our local breweries here. We have beers from Dragon Mead, Michigan Brewery,
nice.
Motor City Brewworks, which is not, you know, all those are, you know, within miles from here. We've got a lot of great beers on draft, and we also have some Bell's products as well on draft.
How about Dirty Blonde? You got a Dirty Blonde around there?
No Dirty Blonde.
Mostly brunettes
in Greektown. This week we're probably going to get a great beer called Bishop Bob's. It's actually a smoked ale. It's very good.
Oh.
Goes great with barbecue, too. That's a Dragon Mead product. And from Arcadia, we're going to probably get a Scotch ale.
Oh, that's tasty. We had them in here a few weeks ago. The Scotch ale is. Tim, if you're listening,
and that was another big thing too. Was just the, you know, this economic situation we're in. Just kind of, you know, supporting everybody. You know, that's another thing too.
Yeah, we don't let your money flow out of Michigan if you can avoid it. I mean, if you're going to be buying beer, it should be Michigan beer.
That's right. Absolutely.
Hey, Tim, do you got a website? Jeff, do you have a website where people could learn a little bit about your restaurant?
Sure. Our website is www.redsmokebarbecue.com.
Cool.
So if you're listening, we're talking with Jeffrey Tatum from Red Smoke Barbecue in Greektown. If you're heading to a Red Wings game in the next couple of weeks, call us at 800-785-1073. Do you have any kind of gift certificates or something we can have them pick up down there, Jeffrey?
Sure. We're going to give away two $25 gift cards.
Excellent. The first two callers, 1-800-785-1073. You're going to get to meet Jeffrey, who's quite highly renowned in the Motown market for barbecue, and you can go in and check out the Red Smoke. Then you can call us up when you come back, and we'll put you on the air, and you can give us a roving reporter report from Motown on Red Smoke. That's awesome.
Right.
Well, yeah, I've noticed quite a few barbecue shops popping up around the state finally, and it's about time. Looks like we got a couple callers coming in on the line right now, so people definitely want to come down and check out your restaurant. What kind of new items do you have coming out? Where's the course of barbecue going in Motown?
Well, the course of barbecue, I think it's just trying to blend the old with the new, trying to take some of the classics and the preparation of how you used to do it in. You know, a lot of times we'll get in a whole ribeye steak and cold smoke it, and it'll just it adds an immense amount of flavor. So I think the barbecue, you can take the whole idea of smoking into some of the different levels of some of the cuisine that kind of fall by the wayside.
Excellent.
Hey, Jeff, can you tell me, you just mentioned the term cold smoking. Some of our listeners might not know what that is. Can you tell us what that process is about?
Well, cold smoking would be, most times you will brine something, but cold smoking would be at a very low temperature, 100, 150 degrees. And usually when I do it, depending on how much smoke you add, we'll do about 2 logs. And you can add quite a bit of smoke for about 45 minutes. You can get a good amount of smoke in an item. And then we usually slice and grill that type of item. But it gives it a great amount of background flavor in there.
Jeff, is that brine important on the front end of that, to brine the meat first?
Well, most times I'm brining poultry or ham. But beef, I usually don't brine.
Right.
But that brining is important in poultry.
Right, and that was fish. The distinction I wanted to make, is that most of the time it's pork and poultry products that we're putting a brine on.
So I'm just curious, if I walk into Red Smoke and I want to get a pulled pork sandwich, what kind of a cost is that going to be for me? Let's say I've got a pulled pork sandwich and a beer. Can I get in and out of there for $10?
More like 11.
Oh,
it'll
sweet.
It'll be more right around $11.
Very reasonable, though.
Yeah. I mean, you can get a pulled pork for $7.99, and then one of our Michigan drafts are $5 for a pint.
That sounds good. I haven't had breakfast yet.
Yeah, right around there.
I was going to ask you, when you're serving pulled pork, are you putting coleslaw on top of it?
No, we actually serve the coleslaw on the side, and then, of course, all of our sauces are on the table.
Now, you've got family from, you said, I think, Alabama, Louisiana, in that area.
Yep, exactly.
And but coleslaw.
We do actually serve with the brisket and the pulled pork. We serve a mopping sauce with those.
Okay, you do.
Just Worcestershire, vinegar, brown sugar, black pepper, and a little bit of cayenne. You know, usually used just to caramelize ribs on the grill, but it goes great as a nice little vinegar sauce alongside of the pork and the brisket.
Jeff, I just pulled up your website, and I noticed that today's specials include the pulled pork platter, but this apple-smoked Amish chicken, what makes that unique?
What makes it unique, we actually do an apple brine for that. We do an apple brine for it. That is actually a product we have to special order. We get it every Wednesday.
So tell our listeners, what is an apple brine if they didn't know about that?
Well, the apple brining is apple juice, a little bit of soy, some Worcestershire, and that just kind of helps permeate the meat and add a lot of flavor to it, because we actually smoke the chicken with applewood.
Well, listen, we've been talking with Jeffrey Tatum from Red Smoke Barbecue. He's in Greektown in Detroit. Jeffrey, thank you very much for calling in, and thanks so much for those gift certificates. The phone lines are absolutely on fire, so we got some Red Wings fans heading your way.
Great, excellent.
Thanks again, Jeff.
All right.
Hey, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we've got a couple of classes coming up here. The next barbecue class is in Fort Wayne. It's January 19th, and our cowboy Rob Russell will be down there at Leo Distributors. And it's a wild game class. It's going to be very good. We have another one coming into Jamestown January 20th, and that again is Rob Russell. He'll be at Zager Pool and Spas. Zager is the good one dealer for the Grand Rapids area. They also have the Three Little Pigs line of sauces and rubs. And, so check out those classes. We're the Grilling Guys. We're here every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. And we're on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be.
Coming up next, we're going to talk with Bob Bunga, Cascade Winery. Can't grill without the proper beverages. We will take care of that and more. Stick around.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.